Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
There are lots of things that go into finding your soulmate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm curious here, and Kimmy would be the one to answer.
Really?
If what your name ends up being factors into
that. Oh, okay. If it matches.
You got it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So over the weekend, last weekend,
yeah.
Big celebrity wedding.
Who got it hitched?
Okay, so first off, it contains a child of a rock and roll legend and a woman who made herself famous on one of the most popular streaming shows that's ever existed.
Oh, wow.
John Bon Jovi's son, Jake Bon Jovi, he is a model and an actor, has been dating actress Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown?
You know her. She got famous as Eleven from Stranger Things, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. Has she been in other stuff, too?
I don't know. I know her from Stranger Things.
Yeah, I know like that's where she really, yeah,
so
made her
Millie
money.
Bobby.
Millie Bobby Brown, uber famous from Stranger Things. Mm. She's all grown up now, which, by the way, I never watched Stranger Things, but I know her as like a 12-year-old. I feel super
I think she's still pretty young. Like, I don't think she's...
Can we get an age for Millie Bobby Brown?
Right.
So she weds Jake Bon Jovi, son of John Bon Jovi, over the weekend.
Right.
And now that the wedding is done...
Oh, she's only 20.
Yeah. Now that the wedding is done, her name is Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
Oh, did she keep Brown, too?
No, I don't know what she kept, but like that's what it was called. They kept calling
Millie Bobby Bon Jovi. That's almost hard to say.
Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi. That's what it sounds like. That's what she's going to call
it. Sounds like you're describing a Bon Jovi. That's the Millie Brown Bon Jovi.
You can't even do it. You can't even say
Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I can't say that.
It sounds like a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you shoot a deer and being investigated?
Call us
Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
Yeah, like seven guys are walking at your camera.
So, like, Kimmy, she's shaking her head at your stupid joke.
Right.
You got a name that sounds kind of silly with your first name. Kimmy especially
Coffee.
With what we do for a living.
Yeah, but no, but nobody really knew how to say my maiden name either, so.
Kimmy Bernstein.
No.
Bernstein.
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 Yeah.
There's no T, right?
Kimmy Bonner.
There is a T, but it's before the S.
Bernstein.
But everybody always called me, like, Bernstein. I mean, nobody ever knew how to say it, so it's not like it sounded great before.
But Kimmy Coffee rolls out the tongue.
Yeah, it does, but she sounds like a cartoon character.
You actually sound like a radio... It sounds like a made-up radio name.
Yeah,
it does. No, I think people assume it was... People I work with assumed it was made up.
And your name is actually Kimmy. Like, on your birth certificate, Kim. Like, you're not Kimberly, so it can't be Kimberly Coffee.
No,
we already had one of those.
Kimmy Coffee. Yeah.
So
no, Kimberly.
Did you ever hesitate taking his last name because of how it was going to sound? Never.
No.
Didn't bother you.
No, I think I was excited for the change.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mom and Dad.
So done with this family.
Generations, immigrants come over and they build
struggle.
A life here. Get it out of
They changed it a couple times along the way.
But like as an actress, I mean, image matters.
Right.
I would think that changing your name to Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi would be a little bit...
Yeah, but you're also getting another famous last name.
Yeah, but it's...
A bigger name.
It's Bon Jovi, though.
I mean, Bon Jovi's huge.
Yeah, but you didn't marry John Bon Jovi. You married John Bon Jovi.
I don't think it's a bad last name. Like, your last name's not like Butt. Like, you know what I mean?
What are you, four? Is that Jill Butt?
Tommy even just brought up a name, and I'm like, that would suck to have that name. We can't say it.
Oh, right.
The one he brought up in the commercial break. But that could be somebody's name.
I mean, are there women? Granted, we live in a different world now. Mm. Where you're not.
You don't have to take your old man's name.
Remember when we had this conversation about a woman taking her husband's last name or not taking her husband's last name? And we had a couple guys call in that said that they took her last name because they hated their last name so much.
Yeah.
Let's say you got made fun of your whole life for your last name because it was a silly word or something.
Like you're Dave Butt, like you just brought up.
Yeah.
Or Mule or Mule, yeah.
Well, your family did
change. You would have that much of an issue changing or struggle, I guess, in your head, going back and forth changing it when you never liked it in the first place.
Mm. I don't know. I would be afraid to go. Like, I don't really care about my last name.
Yeah, me neither.
But I think I would still have a hard time like going to my folks or my family and being like, yeah, I'm
they'd
changing.
Be pissed.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're old school.
Because here's the thing. Didn't you have family members of yours change the pronunciation?
Both of my brothers changed the spelling of their last, which was weird because you just changed the spelling. It still sounds like a mule.
Yeah.
In a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
French you didn't mule. Really clean it up that much.
But you said that was a major issue in your family.
Oh, yeah. So like my aunt wrote both of my brothers out of her, which we now found out, fake will. But at the time, we didn't know. Like, she was done with him because of that.
Just for changing the
pronoun. She was old school Sicilian, man, you know. And we're not even sure. Like, that name isn't even legit coming over from Sicily. Because you can't tell me my half-criminal grandfather wasn't, like, working the alphabet tight to get into this country.
Well, I mean, he was working something.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
252 WCMF. Actress Millie Bobby Brown of Stranger Things fame, wedded son of John Bon Jovi, Jake Bon Jovi, over the weekend, and her new name is Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi. Like, how is that not the greatest joke of all time? Every time he's like, that would never get old.
It's hard to make it a joke when you can barely say it, though.
I know.
Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
Yeah, how do you introduce her like at an award show?
Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
You'd have to cut it down.
I'm trying to think of
Millie Bobby Bon Jovi is hard to say. Cut out Brown.
Millie Bobby Bon Jovi.
It's the Bon Jovi that screws you up.
Well, yeah, Bon Jovi is just hard to say, period.
Yes.
So what's the other interesting thing is in the story, Jake Bon Jovi, so for those not to get super nerdy on rock and roll, B-O-N-J-O-V-I, which is how the band is spelled, is not the spelling of his
actual name. It took me a while to realize it was Bon Jovi's kid or it wasn't just a guy that had a similar last name.
No, but in the story I read, they didn't spell it like how the name is spelled. They spelled it like the band.
Oh, they did.
So did the whole family change their spelling of
Maybe.
The name? Because he should be a B-O-N-G-I, whatever it is, because there's a G in there with the actual name.
Mm.
Like, if you're a kid, like, do you have to ask the kids permission? Like, if they're kids, like, we're going to change the spelling of our last name because we're celebrities now?
Oh.
Would that bother you?
Well, I would have to ask Bon Jovi or Bon Jovi.
Should you take the opinion of your kids if you're going to change the spelling of their last name?
No, Bon Jovi, shut up. What do you think? Who do you think pays for this French castle in New Jersey, kid?
Can I tell you? I was flipping through cable a couple weeks ago, and it was an interview with Bon Jovi in his house.
Yeah.
And you know how I feel
It's a castle.
It is.
In New Jersey.
But, like, they started going through his workout routine, and, like, they went in the basement, and, like, he's working out with, like, this personal trainer.
Yeah.
And I think he was trying to look tough because, you know, he's from Jersey. You know,
yeah. Right?
It looked like your guidance counselor from middle school.
Oh, the trainer?
Yeah. No, him.
Oh.
Because he's all gray now. He's all almost white.
But he's in pretty good shape.
He's in great shape. Yeah. But like, why? You shouldn't work out in front of other people as like, hey, look at what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Especially when you're that age and we remember you looking and being a
certain way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You made a mistake.
Yeah, you can't go from rock idol to old man in his basement.
Yeah. Like if you use those bands.
Oh, those power bands?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As like part of your regular workout, not here to judge you. Mm. Just don't put it on film. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll do it. I don't want anyone to see me do it.
Like, what are you showing off?
Yeah, come on, Bon Jovi. And now you got your daughter-in-law, Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi, coming over for
dinner.
Family's
had a lot of interaction lately between Bon Jovi saving the woman from the bridge.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And his son gets married like a week later.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on fire.
Could we be 4 to 8 years away from a Bon Jovi presidential run?
I could see him running for something, though.
Bro, you think that guy ain't got skeletons in his closet?
Yeah, but who cares? Everybody does now.
Okay.
And has he had anything really bad?
No, I mean, I don't think so.
And he's been married to the same woman since high school.
Understood, but I mean, look, when you're a rock star in the 80s, I don't think you'll be able to clear their background to have them run for office.
I could see him.
Just the stuff you've been around.
I could see him going for governor.
Governor Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Like a Schwarzenegger move.
Okay, all right. Which, by the way, we found out
go from Chris Christie. who loves power anything that doesn't include bands. To Bon Jovi. You mentioned those two pictures in the State House?
Well, you would need two frames for the Chris Christie.
I think they already have it up, yeah.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.